Well, good evening, people. Now, here's a slightly different news item. This one happened way back in 1986. This is a lake in Africa, West Africa, I believe. And there's a reasonably small village beside the lake. Well, as villages go, it was quite a large village, actually. It was spread out quite a lot. But it was a vibrant village. One night, they heard some rumblings. Sounded like distant thunder. Of course, they didn't think too much of it. But the next morning, cattle were dead. Not just one or two cattle, all of them. 3,500. Even the flies were dead. And some people who actually woke up found out that most of the village was all dead. The children were all dead. There was only a few people left alive. There was 1,746 people dead. Just dead where they were sleeping, dead where they were sitting. What could have caused this disaster? A scientist had a theory. The rumblings they heard the night before was actually an earthquake deep in the ground, and it released from the lake a cloud of carbon monoxide that floated over the village. Carbon monoxide is a killer. It blocks any oxygen from getting to your body. You go to sleep, but you never wake up. This theory was dismissed by lots of people in those days, till eventually it happened again near a lake. And now they say people are aware of it. I wasn't. The few survivors were taken to somewhere else and cared for, but they had lost their whole families. And it kind of makes me think of those stories we used to see in the papers one time, where these flock of birds used to just drop out of the sky, dead. Could it be that they flew into a carbon monoxide cloud, a big one, and they just ran out of oxygen? There's no warning. You can't see the cloud. So, for instance, if we walked into a cloud of carbon monoxide, a rather big one, we would obviously die. Unless we carried oxygen with us, we could have an oxygen mask on. Well, I haven't got one, have you? Oh, better get one on Amazon. Anyway, apparently the villagers, some time before, used to say the lake smelt like sulfur, rotten eggs. You know, like you see in, say, Yellowstone, you can smell it there. And the wardens say that they found bears just dropped down dead too, and they reckon it was carbon monoxide as well. I myself have a carbon monoxide sensor right next to my fire alarm. At least a fire you can smell, maybe even see, but carbon monoxide is invisible. And it will kill you just like a fire would. I'll put a link to the story down below, of course. I mean, not a great start to the weekend, but I've got some other news items that are a bit more uplifting than this one. So stay tuned. Don't touch that dial. Take it easy.